Welcome to the Building Wealth Through Commercial Real Estate podcast, where we will discuss with industry experts on how to create wealth and build passive income from apartment buildings, self-storage, mobile home parks, and much more. Here is your host, Jonathan Way.
Welcome to the Building Wealth Through Commercial Real Estate podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Way, and I'm the founder of Greystone Capital Group, my investment firm. If you're interested in passively investing with us, please visit greystonecapgroup.com and join our investor network. Okay, and now on to the show. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. We have Andy Gerchak on the show. I'm very honored and pleased to have him on the show today.
Welcome, Jonathan, thank you so much for having me on. Thank you.
Yeah, great. So why don't you share the audience a little bit of your background and what's your company about?
Okay. Yeah, I'm a licensed public adjuster with All City Adjusting. I'm the CEO founder. We've been in business over 10 years. We provide public adjuster services or private adjusting to insurance. We help navigate the whole claims process against insurance companies when it comes to properties, whether it's for landlords, management companies, investors. Not only do we navigate the whole process, we maximize making sure that the insured gets a full settlement.
Okay. Great. So people will come to you to help. You help the owner of the property to do a proper claim and get the proper adjustment. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. Good. And I guess in your situation, do you do like multifamily, single family houses, or what's your primary target?
We specialize on large loss. So whether it's fire, large water losses. And then our specialty would be, investors, landlords, multi-units, like you said. And then kind of the small percentage would be residential, smaller claims, with water damage, hurricane, and other claims like that.
Okay, great. Because I know one time in my house, my mom's house had some issue. I think that's what we need, a public adjuster to help us come and, look at the claim, make sure it's fair, make sure we can get our values from it. So I think in your situation, you can help add value because you can basically assist them with looking at a situation, getting the best terms and values for them, and be fighting on their side. Basically, that's basically what you do, right?
100% correct. Yeah, and the sooner we get involved, the better for the insured.
So normally, when would someone call you? Let's say the house got hit by a storm.
Correct.
When would they call you?
Yeah, so if you're a management company or you're landlord, investor, any of those types, you should have a PA on your staff, right? Like a person that as soon as a claim happens or as soon as something is about to happen, you call a PA because, a public adjuster is going to advise you whether to file a claim, how to file it, and take it from, because you want to call a PA as soon as the claim happens, like if you don't have one on your staff, right? Okay. Unfortunately, people sometimes call us when it's too late.
It's too late. That's what you don't want to happen. And when is it too late? When do you think it's considered too late? When is that?
When your claim's denied. When your claim's denied because you said the wrong thing, because you didn't know what to say, because you said too much or you said not enough, or you presented the claim the wrong way and then the claim's denied. It's hard for a PA to go in and overturn a claim. Now it happens, but or 6 months of the claim's been delayed and you haven't received the payment. But you have, 6 months of file that the insurance is holding on you. And now we're going back 6 months of the claim like, hey, what did you say? What did you provide the insurance company? It gets more difficult and more costly for the insured.
Mm-hmm. So what happens if in a situation where, let's say I have a hailstorm and a contract comes ahead and knocks on the door and says, I can fix your roof for you. I can fight the insurance for you with my insurance company.
Run away.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So this is where you should call you and say, come here. Assess it and work with my insurance.
Exactly. First, assess it. Is there enough damage to file a claim? Is there legitimate damage? Because, with roofers and all these storm chasers, they're going to go into a whole neighborhood and tell everyone, hey, file a claim. We'll get you a free new roof. But, no, they're not even inspecting the roof. They're just from the ground telling you, hey, call a claimant. And they're all just storm chasers. Most of them are storm, not saying they're not legitimate roofers or anything like that. Just saying, first make sure that there's damage. A qualified public adjuster is going to advise you whether to file a claim or whether, not to. With the roofer, if they sign 10 clients, if they get two approved, they're happy, right?
Yeah.
Because they make money on roofing, not negotiating and settling claims.
Oh, I see. So that's why it's best for you to come in instead of the roofer or your GC.
Correct.
And say, let me talk to the insurance. Let me get some more money from doing all this supplemental and everything. Okay.
Correct. Especially with our firm, I don't know how other firms work, but our when we have our clients, and whether it's new clients, long-term clients, our main thing is, hey, let's make sure that if we're going to file a claim for our client, we give ourselves the best shot to get our client paid and paid fairly.
Mm-hmm. And is your service, is there a charge for your service? Do you charge a homeowner or the insurance company? How does that work in terms of
No. So once the claim settles, we charge a percentage. Once the claim settles, we get paid off the final payment from the insurance company. Usually the fees start for public adjusters, the fees start usually for 10%. It could go down from there depending on the size of the claim. It can go up depending on when we get involved, but usually this starts with 10%.
I see. Okay.
And it's all contingent on the claim being paid and negotiated.
Okay. Great. And what areas do you serve, Andy, for public?
Yeah, we're licensed in 31 states. We have a large firm. We travel. When you handle large losses, you're able to handle more territory. And we've kind of grown with our investors, with our larger clients. We've grown as their portfolios have grown. We've kind of grown with them, and that's kind of helped us cover more area.
So are you like a Texas? Are you in Texas and New Orleans?
We are. We are in Texas. We're not in Louisiana. We're in Texas, California, New York, Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin. I'll go down the list. Not Louisiana.
Okay.
We were in Texas. We did a lot in Texas during the freeze claims, during Hurricane Harvey. So we know that area very well.
Okay. Good. Well, awesome, man. And so, what would you say to the audience that? The benefits of, I guess, the pro of using you guys versus just them trying to figure out themselves. What do you say?
Yeah. Well, first you have to realize the insurance company's got their own adjuster who's getting paid by the insurance company. They have their own contractors. They have their own engineers. They have their own teams for everything, right?
Yeah.
And they're not paying them to make sure you get paid the most or you get, the claim handled. No, it's the game is if they can underpay you, if they can delay the claim, that's where the claim process is going. So who's on your side, right? Like you have a good accountant, you have a good attorney, you need a good public adjuster, someone on your side that's going to look at your interest, not the insurance company's bottom dollar.
Okay.
So a good public adjuster is going to be worth every penny.
Okay. And I guess that the person, general contractor, you can't really use them because they're not really on your behalf to fight for the insurance company claim?
Well, you got to remember in most states, the law is that only a licensed public adjuster can negotiate and work your claim, right? And discuss policy language. So, a contractor can say, well, we're a restoration company. Yeah, but you're not a public adjuster. You can't negotiate the claim.
Good. Well, great. So if people want to reach you, Andy, how will people reach out to you?
Yeah, the best way is to check us out at allcityadjusting.com. And for your listeners, I'll leave them with my number directly. If they have any questions about policy, reviewing policy, making sure they have the right coverage, or even helps with claims. But that direct line is 708-655-4186, 708-655-4186. And that's directly, they can reach me anytime.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Andy. Come on, show. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks for listening. For more information, you can find us online at www.graystonecapgroup.com. Check back weekly for new episodes. See you again next time.